Blog Talk Radio.
There she goes.
Let's
see if it works. Let's see. Here we go. We got it.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, everybody. Well, we got a good show tonight. We got Sabrina Beakley coming on, and she's going to tell us all about her book, and she's great. She got a lot of years in the field and all, so she's going to tell us everything. So how are you guys doing? She's going to call
doing
us.
Great.
Minutes.
Not doing too bad.
No.
Dealing with
yeah.
the rain.
Yeah.
Have to deal with somber things a week ago. My father-in-law passed away. Sorry I missed you guys, but how did Mikey do?
No,
he didn't come on.
I hadn't had a chance to go to the archive yet.
He's in the living room now. They're watching a movie. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
So you still have M&Ms on the couch.
Yeah, M&Ms. Mikey and Madison are on the couch watching a movie.
This must be.
Well, what a week it's been. I mean, like, yeah.
Flame shade.
Look, this time is going by too fast. Why the fuck is it the middle of October already? I swear it was just like yesterday.
I know, it's stupid.
Right.
Isn't it crazy?
My Halloween's almost over, damn it.
I know, right? We're going to blink our eyes and it's going to be over, you know? But did anybody go to, you guys go into the haunts anywhere?
No.
Don't have any transportation to get to any good ones.
Oh, shit. Because Jade and I are making plans to go
going
to the Valley of Fear and
Valley of Fear,
Hell House.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the Valley of Fear and Hell House. So.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Because
she's looking to double dip on her.
Yep. All right, listen, I would see her when she meets the clown for the first time. I could see the expression on her face right now. She's like, And then when she meets the other clown over at Valley of Fear, she's going to run.
That's grin.
Yeah, she's going to run.
Hey, David. That's
yeah.
great. David, tell that joke with the 9 letters and that shit.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, we were, before the show we did this. So the joke was, what has 4 letters,
what time is it?
Sometimes 9, and never 5?
If you know the answer, dial 202.
Yeah. Yeah, give the other number out anyway, because I gave Sabrina the guest call-in number. So give the other one out in case you get for other people.
Get it.
Call in 347-202-0316.
Thank you.
I haven't said that in about two months, so I forgot it.
Shit. I forgot it completely. Okay, completely. That is so bad. I am so bad. And she should be calling in any minute. And so Halloween's approaching. Any plans?
Not really. No. I'm hoping I can find a ride for the weekend coming up for Parafest.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
That'd be a fun time. Go up.
The lost people where they find the lost people.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Toby and Travis will be up there locating the lost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The lost people.
Yeah, they're also, run
like
Grimm, Ghost Researchers in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And Toby has Afterlife Paranormal. They should be there. Silence Paranormal is going to be there. And I had a good conversation with them as much as I could with the help of the translator the last year that I went.
Right.
And I had to have the translator because Silence Paranormal is mostly deaf individuals
mm-hmm.
who
oh.
do their own investigation.
Yeah, I've heard of
and,
them. I just forgot.
And
them.
I was like, so I
they
had to ask him.
Keen fucking senses, let me tell you.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to ask him. And, and I felt weird about asking, but I had to ask. How do you do the investigations when you can't actually hear if
right.
there's a spirit voice next to you? And,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to offend anybody by that, and they never were. They were just, oh, no, this is how we do it.
No,
so they created, Yeah,
like
well, that, and they created their own spirit board using sign language.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, they can do that.
So,
like Frank said, the spirits can communicate through anything.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
And with them, you know, going in open-minded and whatever, just trying to communicate, any spirit that's willing will find a way to talk back so that they can understand.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, we need to profile them somehow.
Hold on, we have a phone call.
We
oh,
have a caller.
Telephone line.
Hello, Sabrina, is that you?
Yes, that is me.
How are you, cousin?
Hi.
Cousin Sabrina,
hi, guys.
This is Cousin Fabian.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
hi.
What's up, Sabrina?
Yes, we have extended family. How are you? And now, first of all, I want to thank
she
you for coming
extended.
On. I'm glad you came on, but we want to hear about your book. Tell us what you've been up to, and tell us how this all came to be first.
Okay. I've been up to writing a lot to get this book out to everybody. And then also the first edition kind of came out bloopered, so there's very few of those.
but they're going to be great, though. All right, you know.
Oh like, yeah, like, the reviews are crazy. Like mm-hmm. they're off the
yep.
wall saying it's great, it's wonderful. You know, it's like wow.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
tell us about it. Tell us all about
okay.
it. Okay. More people can get it too.
Cliff Notes version.
Yes.
Okay. Haunted Freedom is based off of a road I lived on, Freedom Road, hence the name.
Ah.
It has a lot of history to the road. It is linked to the natives that lived here. It is
yes.
linked to Daniel Hughes that lived on the road itself, which he was with the Underground Railroad here.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my property, itself, they used to pass up over that property. And back then, the soldiers would come through and they would kill them. Including the natives.
Wow.
There was a massacre here where they were, you know, taking them up. And their graves were shallow. Some of them were deep, but some of them were shallow. And, you know, so you kind of got to be careful when you
mm-hmm.
own a property out there.
No, God.
So,
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with that said.
That's deep.
Yeah. So there's a lot of history to it. With that said, I didn't know about the Underground Railroad when I moved to the property, but however, the rest of it, no, I did not actually know at the time.
Oh, wow.
Did you write the book strictly on historical basis, or are you incorporating paranormal events with it?
Well, definitely paranormal activity there. With all that shit that happened, there's no way, there's no energy there.
Yeah. The history dump is at the end of the book, guys. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm. I like history, so that's no worries. It could be all through the book, and I'd be happy.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. So, basically, we found the property. We rented it off of an older gentleman. His name was Frank Eck. He is passed away. He built the house originally for his wife. But the wife took one step in there, in that home, and she never went back. So, yes, that was in 1986, but don't quote me on that. I believe it was in 1986
that
he had told us.
That is very odd itself. I mean, a brand new construction shouldn't have any haunting.
No, that's not true. It's the land underneath it.
I'm going to tell you.
What's going on underneath previous.
Yep.
Yes, because, there was a previous owner to this property I had named off to the owner. when it all started. So yeah. I totally knew the person's name. He came with a smell first, and it was vile. So to me.
No.
Lovely.
So
was it like, what was it like? That smell, like that kind of smell, or
no. It was just something he did in life. It was something he was did in life, but it was repulsive to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how I first, kind of was like, what in the world is that? You know, going through the house.
Yeah.
And
like, where's that
not finding
yeah,
it.
That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. That makes,
yeah.
That makes
and then
sense.
I turn around and they.
Perfume.
Yeah, I turned around and there stood a man in in my kitchen. So, yeah, and he kind of like disappeared
like
and
kitchens, I think.
Yeah,
they
liked
like
my
kitchens.
Whole house, girl.
Yep.
they liked my,
oh my
whole
God.
House. But it wasn't
did
just
you
one, there was several of them.
Did the underground railroad go into tunnels? Are they under your house? Are they under the area of the tunnels for
well,
the
here's
railroad?
The. I talk about a neighbor that I speak to about something in the book, and he goes on to tell me that yes, what I'm saying is true, and that he's, they're still here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, his house was a part of that original. His home had the underneath the tunnels underneath his home, like places where they
tunnels.
Hid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yep. In
so
they had,
yeah.
They, like Selma. Selma has a tunnel.
Yeah, it was down below. He said
no, they did.
Yeah, it was
down below.
He told me it's down below. Joe, his name was Joe, and he is now passed away, sadly. He was an older gentleman back then. So, it's sad. He passed away probably about 3 years into us living there. So,
but you still got the stories, and you got all the stories?
Yes.
Too, right?
Yes, and I believe everybody on Freedom Road has their own story when it comes to stuff like this.
Okay,
so it's not, you don't live in a populated area. It's not like Norristown. Like you live in the when I lived in Perky Elmville, the houses are separate.
The road sits outside of the city, just right outside,
a
mile and a half outside of the city. So it's, not really that far out. Yeah, it's not
that's
that
enough.
Far out. But
yep.
It gives you the illusion that you're out, you know?
I know.
It's
like
beautiful
here.
Out
that's
there.
Like that down here. It's like it down, same thing down here. Same exact thing. You could be in one minute in one place, and next thing you know, you're on a mountain road.
Right.
But yeah. But that's really kind of cool. And the book is telling the true stories of what happened. Am I getting that? Did you find out any information? About the spirit.
Historical. Yes. Did you get anything historical, Sabrina?
Listen, they say, oh, shit, that's this one. I mean,
like
people going to
possible
ask,
Indian,
yeah.
maybe the Indian. It was an Indian village at one time.
I don't know about all that. The only historical things that you have to go to the Tabor Museum for all that. But the only things I do know about is the massacre that happened, and then they were chasing them out that way, and that was a huge thing for Williamsport here.
Okay,
and then Daniel
yeah.
Hughes comes in with the log the logging boom, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So that's where
he
takes. So that's like the 1800s, the late 1800s.
Oh boy. There you go.
They were running to Canada from here. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, he was a part of that. And they were, he would hide them out. And he had a family, I believe, with 17 children. And,
typical.
Right? His relatives still live in the city. They're wonderful people. So they love telling their grandfather's story, their uncle.
Do you think it was him in the kitchen that you saw?
Daniel
that
Hughes?
Him?
No, no. That was definitely the man that Frank owned the property, because what they did was the man lived in a trailer where the where he built the house. They took the man passed away in that trailer, and they took the trailer from there. Okay, they took the trailer from there and they crunched it up and they threw it out into the hollow, which I describe. It's out there, it's kind of sitting there, and I'm sure it's probably still on the property unless the new owners had moved it. I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
And with that said, anybody listening, there are new owners. Please respect their privacy and their property.
Yes. Oh, definitely. You should always have respect for anybody else's.
Yeah, I had a few come to me asking me, could they go out there? And I'm like, on the public spaces, yes. Private property, please, and it's hunting, and we're going into hunting season, and I can tell you that hill is full of it. Yes, you might become the deer.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't recommend going out there. You're right, exactly. But the huge thing.
That's scary, too.
And the huge thing, I don't know if you remember this, Lisa, me posting and complaining on my Facebook. Remember the deer head? It used to fly off the wall. It's in my book.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, my God.
Yes,
oh
I used
God,
to post all
it?
About it, like it hit Scott. Yes.
Yep.
So, that was the biggest, craziest thing in my mind. And then it was just,
You had a deer head fly off the wall at somebody.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Huh,
they didn't agree with this, and I talk about it in my book and why.
Yes.
And they disagreed with because Scott had became obsessed with when he would hunt something, he would take the bones and he would display the bare bones and the head. Well, not the heads, but the heads were done professionally. And what have you, but the outback, even to our pen, I talk about the turkeys, even to the pen, it was just a boneyard, So, they did not like that at all, no. And they actually made that clear to Jacob before they made it clear to me. So, and at the time, he was like 8-9 years old, so...
So what did they how did they make it clear to him? What did they do?
Well, basically I don't know why they were really doing that, because they actually threw it at Jacob one time. It seemed like every time I cried.
Oh my God.
I was connecting it at first. Well, maybe I am doing that. Like something.
Or maybe not.
Or
somebody's
blah.
Like, hey.
I was like, I was like, what, telepathically,
But you never, energy, but it could have been somebody in the house felt you were disrespected.
Right.
And said, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to stop this right now with some silliness. Boom.
They were,
Yes. It definitely was.
We know about the comedy crew.
Oh, yeah, the comedy. Oh, well, Sabrina knows Walter. Yes. All right. Walter's like everywhere.
Shout out to Walter.
Yeah, Walter.
Hi, Walter.
They can be quite comical, but I was thinking my first thought was somebody was seeing you like you were crying or upset, and they were like, whoa, this is like not cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right.
As a protective kind of instinct on spirit behalf.
And with the bones, maybe, in the back, I'm leaning towards the natives.
That I would
like
say, yeah.
Well, the native, the gentleman, I mistakenly, and I talk about it in the book, I kept calling him boy, Indian boy. And it was actually Marie. Marie was like, well, you keep calling him a boy. He's not a boy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It looks like a boy. And then she had told, went on to tell me, they are men at that point. And
yes,
I was like,
I
get it now. But I was being offensive.
Yep.
And my son at the time was trying to tell me, he doesn't like you calling him that, Mom.
Oh, wow.
See? Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And you didn't know.
Back in that
era.
You're
just thinking a kid. You're thinking a boy. You
right.
know what I mean? You're thinking a young.
Right.
Course,
yes, because.
So young. Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Obviously, in our culture and today, you know, looking at somebody that looks about 14, 15 years old, to me, is a boy.
Yeah.
That I know.
So,
especially when you got kids in your life. Everybody's
right.
Like a kid.
But back in that era for the Indian heritage, he was a definite warrior.
He was
a man. He was adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
and
yeah.
I believe
they had a hang by the time they were 15. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And to
so
me, my heart, I just feel like maybe this spirit was, or ghost was connected to whatever happened back, you
yep.
know,
mm-hmm.
with the massacre
yeah, something
and
happened.
All that, you know,
yeah,
that is just heartbreaking. But, and then there was some other ones that was show too, that was connected to the
wow.
history, which were two
did
children.
I was just going to ask you that question. You beat me to the punchline. I'm like, children? I was
yep.
going to say, yeah, children. And that's difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you had so much energy. There's so much stuff that
yeah.
happened on the land. No matter what you build on there, if you're on that land, you know, you're on an active, you know what I mean, something with so much energy took place there, it doesn't
yeah.
forget.
Well, what
you
makes
know,
this property
right.
even
yeah.
better with the whole, you know, energy thing is the fact that it's the land itself is shell, and
okay.
there's a creek that literally lays right below the property that runs through.
Oh,
so it has running, flowing water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Constantly
yep.
going through it. So, and I believe that you know
it.
Probably ramps
mm-hmm.
up the energy on the land itself. You know,
Frank said that. Frank always said that. Yes, he did. Running water, especially like creeks and
yeah,
stuff. Frank,
water.
Frank told me that. Uh huh. Even a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about the bathtub.
Yeah.
I know about the bathtub.
Yeah. But, oh, you know, but
that's,
no, Frank
that's
told
my
me.
Story from 1976.
Oh, yeah, he's got one hell of a story from 1976 in the bathtub. Except he came out of it seeing a ghost, kind of like. What happened? What you're describing here, out of nowhere.
Well,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh,
and that's what it was happening.
Was the
they were coming out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh yeah.
What?
I said they were just coming out of nowhere. They were coming
okay.
out of nowhere.
Oh my God. Well, see that can be so many different kinds too. Because what do you have? Like you have the Pennsylvania Dutch, the Germans. Yeah, the natives, right? The Scottish,
right.
Irish. When you're dealing with up there and all the war and all that, trying to help people
right.
and get them out, which is probably what they did, and try to keep everybody safe and then get massacred. Oh, shit. That's like,
yeah.
you know, that is not good. I mean, that just, that's
right.
not, you
considering
know.
Considering the whole neighbor, the whole area of that street, as she said, I'm wondering if there's a ley line of some kind and there's psychical energy running up and down that ley line, and the street is laid over where that ley line was, because as you know, Rhode Island is mm-hmm. very, very old, and it's one of the original 13. So maybe when they came and settled it, that they laid the boundaries on the ley line, and it was such a setup where they well, this is a perfect straightaway for a street, but a lot of times those are ley lines. What do you think, Sabrina?
Yeah,
oh,
I think you might be right.
Know.
Yeah, because back then, I mean, they had dirt roads here, and the streets here were, like, made of brick. So in the
exactly.
city itself. So to go outside of
yeah.
the city, you were looking at very, you know, small paths going up through there, through the hollow.
And
oh,
it,
so,
yeah,
yeah,
see,
so
that's
they,
what I'm saying.
They would have had to
that,
open it up.
See, yeah. that's what I was getting at. You got like a direct line, a linear line. A lot of sightings are on roads and highways. And in Lisa's case, she actually had a cobblestone spirit.
Oh my! Well,
and tell her quickly about the cobblestone
about
spirit. Yeah.
The cobblestone road, the one that one.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Port Amboy.
Well, that's
and,
what I meant.
Know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The, yep. And I'm downtown by the proprietary house, actually downtown. You know, Port Amboy is like mega old. Okay. And we went down there. It was a cobblestone road from back in the day that still existed. And if we sat there at night, and it was always after midnight, we could hear the sounds of horses and buggies on the road coming straight toward them with nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a wicked.
Yeah, see? The hill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that. It was crazy.
Yeah. Psychical past energies. Clock, 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 running up and down the freaking cobblestone road. That is so beautiful.
Yep.
On a full moon night, too, man. We got to throw the full moon in there.
Right. It's a full moon night. Sabrina, what do you think about that with the energy? You think the energy just, like the cobblestone, how I could hear the, it was crazy. You could hear the wheels. You could hear the hooves. You could hear everything. So in your case, you had all the energy there. You get it? And maybe some spirits remaining back, and you add all of that together, like with the massacre. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, see, here's
you
the thing.
You had a lot of activity.
Is there's this drumming that happens out there. It's very faint.
Oh. Okay.
And
nice.
You know,
and that's
at first I was like, okay, well, maybe it's the neighbors doing it. You know. And that's why I stopped at Joe's house, because I'm so curious. Am I the only one that heard that? So,
and then
he confirmed. Yeah, he had went on telling stories about back in his generation, the children used to come out there and just, like, hang out and see if they would get scared by the stuff that was reported from out there.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, so
that
was before, you know, anything was built on that hill, but...
Oh, wow.
You know,
so they went out to the whole land. They didn't have anything
built. Yeah, you know how
so
teenagers are. You go out and hang out.
We all did that.
Yeah.
I think I spent most of my middle school years and my high school years in cemeteries or going into, like checking out cobblestone roads and everything, sitting out in front of haunted places looking at it, see if I could see anything. Yep. I swear to God. Well, my sister was older, so... She had 9 years. She had the car. She'd take us all in the car. We do it all. That was fun.
Oh, wow.
But land, like right now where me and the kids got the apartment, it's on Selma's property, the original Selma Mansion's property, which is fun.
Okay, that's cool.
Because I'll be running the box over Miss Fornit. Well, then again, I get over anywhere. Mrs. Fornit's in the mansion. She comes through.
Yep.
On the box.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
You know, that is so cool.
I know. Listening to Sabrina and knowing your history, Lisa, it seems like your family line has been drawn you've been drawn to Native tragedies. You've been drawn to areas that were connected to the Underground Railroad. Because Selma Mansion was that, too.
We're going back in our history. I guess what it is. If we don't,
so,
now, here's the thing.
Not,
here's
do.
What the name... Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Lisa, with me, I am the descendant, on my father's side, the descendant of Reverend John Rogers. And and as they came down... And stuff, you know, the branches, the brothers and stuff, they had ventured in with the natives and, you know, helping them.
Yes.
I'm going to bring it closer down. Mm-hmm. My great-grandfather married an Indian woman.
Mine did too.
Yeah.
My grandmother was.
And she's not in my DNA, but she's in the male's DNA. You know, I wasn't gracefully got it, but...
But honey, they don't accept DNA. They accept a paper trail. That's the thing people don't realize. Because most people that have, I gotta clear this up for everybody. Most people that have like their DNA done, seeing the natives have mixed with the Dutch, with the Irish, with the Scottish, even with the Italians in Louisiana. So most of
we would have been Irish,
Spanish. Yeah. I know. I see the trail. All right, and that's the thing, but. They've got us. All right, like us. So they when they take DNA, like in Canada, First Nations, they come up Celtic. Okay, like all the Celtic because they mixed with the native or the indigenous people 100 years before Columbus. So you see, that's why most don't take it. They usually take a paper trail, you know.
Right.
Or I could just say my family line's name, and they're like, oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, I was all in my DNA because of this. You know, and then on my mother's side, you know, I have, it's crazy, we're connected to, you know, well, I wouldn't say witchery because I think those people in Salem, Massachusetts, is crazy.
Or,
my grandma was, my grandma.
Actually, I am too. Again, I have Mary Harrington Taylor who was accused in 1692, but she was acquitted.
I know him.
And in Salem, and had she not been acquitted, I wouldn't be talking to you. So,
yep,
yeah,
right. I know them.
Right,
I got
right.
family from my grandmother's family's from Salem and Lowell, Massachusetts. So, yeah,
that's where we all were.
Yeah,
Sabrina,
yeah.
Look
so
at
like it's all,
when you go
it all
card,
comes down.
Corey, Card, Potter, the whole family. Like you know, when you go down there. They were all accused of things they didn't do because they wanted their land. Basically,
yeah.
I guess that's why. Basically, it seems like it anyway, you know, because if they confessed to being witches or whatever, they got their land. And if they died without confessing, they still got their land, so it didn't really matter if they confessed or not.
Exactly.
All right. They
yeah, at least
it's
Giles Corey. Tell her about Giles Corey.
Yeah, he turned out to be my uncle. Now, when we were in Salem.
Great, something like that.
But through the research on Giles Corey, I found through the historical research that when he was being pressed, okay, the reason why he was, number one, he wasn't going to, he said more weight for a reason. He wanted to not confess because he didn't do anything, number one. And number two, he wanted his son to bring the lawyer over and draw all the paperwork and give his property and land to his son before he let him put that final weight on so they couldn't take it.
Yep.
His property.
Wow.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it was all about power and money. It always has been.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Absolute power corrupts absolute.
Yep. Look at freedom with the Freedom Road that you said. You must be, did you feel at home there?
Yeah,
right?
That's a great question.
Did
you feel at home?
You know what?
Did it feel like home?
You know what? When I was there, yeah, strangely I did. I isolated myself to the bedroom. My son isolated himself to his bedroom. And my husband isolated himself to a chair in the living room. It was crazy. It was like we moved in this house. Our family slowly, like, split apart.
Right.
You know, it was like, you
That's
know,
sad.
As things went,
but
it was crazy.
You didn't feel out of place at all on the land.
Yes. It feels like you're being squished. It feels like your breath is, like, it's thick. That's the only way I can describe
like
it.
That's
real
a good way
thick.
To put it, too.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. I've been in some dark human places that have that kind of energy.
It's like when
I definitely had... I believe the energy that was manhandling the deer head was the same energy that left its handprint on my mirror, and the same energy that said my name, which I was sitting on the bed when it happened. And it was a mechanical, that's the only way I can describe it. It was mechanical. It wasn't human like how we talk. It was more of a...
I got you. Almost like a computer, like bop, 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 bop. Like a computer type of...
Yeah,
music,
it was like
God,
really
I know that
crazy.
Sound. Oh, my God.
The weird thing was... Yeah, it just said my name, and I said it again. I'm like, say that again, you know, because I thought I was crazy.
Oh, my God.
And
I
was like, say that again, and it did. And when it did,
oh
I could tell
God.
It was big because the voice was coming from the outside of, like, where my door was, of my bedroom door.
Oh, wow.
And I could tell it was really big. And the weirdest thing was I was upset. Lisa, I was upset. I was crying over something with me and my husband, which I talk about in the book.
And, like I said, a disrespectful type of thing, and women and you, and you were upset, and you were crying. You know, yep, go ahead.
Yeah,
you know?
It was the thing. I instantly became calm. Mm-hmm. It was almost like I robotically, and knowing my house is haunted, I was sleeping with my TV on, so I turned everything off, you know, and went to sleep. Like, nothing even happened.
Oh, my.
It was,
so
and when I woke up in the next morning, the next morning I was waking up to my bed shaking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's
and Marie comes in on that because I actually brought her in because I thought I was crazy again.
Oh, my God. No earthquake either. Like, you know how sometimes we get little ones. No earthquake. Your bed was just shaking. I would have freaked out. I'd been like, what the fuck is going on?
It was not like a shake, like an earthquake. It was more like a nudge at first, like somebody's next to me nudging the bed, hitting
like
it.
Wake up.
With their leg or something.
Like, wake up. Yeah, like, wake up.
Yes.
Wake up.
And then,
oh, shit.
And then you could feel it would go to the bottom of the bed and then, you know, nudge the bottom, you know, a little bit more intensely. Like, you could almost feel where was and where it was coming from.
Like, it was waking you up.
Yeah,
at the time you get up.
Yeah. Yeah, and thankfully, Marie, and I talk about other people that were in the house that had experienced other things in there, and, you know, there was several different energies going on there. So, the book does end with a tragedy.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
He committed suicide.
Oh, God, the one guy. Wait, who did? Wait.
What?
What'd you say? Sabrina, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said,
I couldn't
about
make the
Scott.
She said. Oh, God, yeah. I'm so sorry about that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you remember.
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what you said, but now I remember. Oh, my God, yeah. Which can really put, you know what I mean? Yeah. That changes the whole perspective. Did you see it, like, did you expect it? And it's a question. No, right? Not at all.
Yeah, here's I'm going to tell you yes. And it wasn't me that expected it. It was Melissa Lieber who was contacting me. Girl, get the hell out. Before it was happening, she kept warning me. Girl, get the hell out. He's going to do this. You know, he's going to do this. I'm so afraid that, you know, he's going to do murder, suicide.
Oh, my God, she knew, and she had the feeling. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That she
Did you get out in time?
Well, she was getting to this. I ran, and I talked to
you. You were breaking up. Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a storm coming in. I'm so sorry.
I can tell. I know how it does that with us. But still, that's hard to get through anyway. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Going through that.
I was definitely thankful that Melissa was there, though, you know, through the whole thing, because she was the one I was,
she knew.
What do they want? I don't know what the hell this is, you know? What do they want with me?
Oh, my God.
Type thing.
And, you know, it's hard when you don't know. It really is, because it's like a puzzle. Like I tell everybody, you every piece of the puzzle that happens goes together. And at the end, I'm sure we're like, oh, shit, you know what I mean? Something. But they're all puzzle pieces. It's so hard to know what they want, you know what to expect, you know? And it's just rough, you know? And then all that stuff happened. I just wondered if the house maybe got to them a little bit, too. Do you think?
Yes. In the book, I talk about that. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely.
Yeah.
I had went to Reverend Bill Bean. Actually, in 103, Feminology. I had went to him because I could not find anybody to help me and figure out, what to do. And
And Bill would. You know that. You always know he
did.
Yep. Oh, man. And he helped you.
To help you. He did.
Yep.
And he did it once, you know. My problem was I had something, it was climbing a board. and we had to get that damn thing out several times. And when it realized it couldn't control me anymore, it kind of went to Scott. So.
Yep. And they go for a person that is not strong. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? They
And if you read the book, I am talking about how, you know, he's spending more and more time away from home in the bars and not working and, you know, his back injury from the deer head and,
And injured. I mean, that's crazy, too, when you think about it, the whole thing. Everything's meant to happen, but still not that.
I mean, there's so much more that happened up there, but I mean, in the book, there's more than that I'm not revealing. I'm gonna leave a couple things.
I understand.
Yeah.
People can read it.
That's smart.
People gotta read that book, all right? And where can you get it from?
Go on blurb.com to get it. Haunted Freedom. You can just put in, actually, if you put in Haunted Freedom in the Google, that it pops right up.
Yeah.
But
that should do it.
At this very moment, as we're talking, you give it until tomorrow morning, because they're still doing the corrections of the bloopers. So, the book.
I like the bloopers. You've got to make a blooper book.
It's a blooper book. And you know what's really
genuine?
What's really funny? Well, there's 37 copies, and it's they're actually selling. So I'm not having a problem selling it. I'm actually having people saying I'm buying that, and I want a copy of the second, because I'm actually the first copy says it's the first, and then
the second
second print. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is well distinguished to 37.
I'll tell you something. One of my friends, David Oman. Shout out to David Oman and the house at the end of the drive over in Benedict Canyon over by Hollywood. He wrote a book, Sharon Tate book, and it's replete with mistakes and things that need to be corrected. But I understood what he meant by it, and it's one of the best books I've ever written because it's genuine. I mean, it's him and it's genuine, bloopers and all. But it doesn't demean the book whatsoever. It makes it actually more genuine to me.
Right. They kind of took one page kind of jumped in a spot that it wasn't supposed to be. And the print, when it went through, it kind of like cut the numbers of the pages. So there's the bloopers of the book. But
those kind of bloopers.
Yeah.
It'll
lose my reader. It'll lose my reader. That's why I didn't want to leave it that way.
Okay.
But,
people that are reading the blooper book,
the reviews are off the wall. I mean, off the chain. I'm honored that everybody here is enjoying the story. And
mm-hmm.
I like when it's a true story. When there's truth behind it, and something that you lived, and something that you experienced, it's so much better to read it, you know, and just
And everybody in the book stands behind it, you know. Everybody that's alive in the book stands behind it, 100%.
Yes, and the ones that have passed would too. Yes, they would say the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I've seen shit. Yeah, I've seen some crazy ass shit, but
Lisa, you could write a book.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna.
Walter
I'm gonna
Chronicles.
Do one. I'm gonna. Yeah, write.
William Howe.
William Howe is what I want to write, because everybody.
The William Howe to book.
Everybody that goes to the fort comes up with a totally bogus story that has nothing to do with reality about William, and like they really soil his name a lot, when in reality this story is deep, because I did all the historical research too. Way deep.
You did. You did so much research that you had to go in and educate some people who were getting it wrong for decades.
Well, I keep having to do that lately, but there's certain things that just his house, they said, burned down, and no, it didn't. I found it. I got out the car, looked at it, I said, that's his house, that kind of thing. And then went and researched it, found out the Historical Society told me I was right.
It was his house.
Yeah, it was, and they
Well, sometimes you
got to
do that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. You got to take that initiative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
They get comfortable.
Not go by what other people.
And...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they keep calling him like a demon. I'm like, he's not. He's not even a ghost. He's a spirit. That's the funniest part. He's not a ghost. He's not trapped there. He's a spirit. He is a spirit who will talk to you.
Free will choice.
Yes.
I don't think anything that I don't on that land up there. I don't think anything's trapped in that house. I think they were coming in.
Oh, no.
Because there was times where you didn't feel it in the house.
There you go. There you go.
So there's like a portal.
Yeah, they were coming in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. They were coming in. They weren't there all the time.
I'm really having my thoughts on these portal things, you know? I'm really thinking about that.
However, what's crazy is they were even showing themselves to other relatives that were in my house, you know?
Oh, that's
so,
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they were showing themselves. Yeah, to the point where they never would come back.
Oh.
They wouldn't come back.
Oh, my God.
Like, a lot of people wouldn't come back to my or go
oh
on the...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that must have been crazy. Imagine
Sabrina, do you think you have an attachment? Just a curious question.
At the beginning, yeah. That's why I went to Bill.
Yeah,
yes,
Bill
it was
that,
and I
mm-hmm.
write about it.
Okay.
Bill took care of it, and then this little son of a bitch did it again. So, and then I saw Bill out again in York, Pennsylvania, and I talk about that, and because to get him, you're going to either get him at an event, or he is so busy. Yes, yes, and it was close enough.
When you can.
it was close enough, and you know, throw the friends in the car and let's go.
Yep.
I'm going to Blurb.
Read the
I'm
book.
Going to Blurb in the morning, and I'm going to get it.
All right, yay!
But I'm going to wait, make sure you know, make you.
Yeah,
you
if you don't
mind,
see
I'm
it,
wait
if you don't,
until,
if you don't, yeah,
the,
if you don't see it,
direction.
Definitely it'll be coming. It'll be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that
be,
first,
I mean,
please
I,
go
I'm,
back and check.
I'm looking forward to reading it. Yes, I am. I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, everybody, like I said,
one.
Even people that know us, they're like, oh, my gosh, that story was awesome, you know? And I'm like, well, thank you, you know? I mean, it's our birth.
How did you start writing? What inspired you to put the first words down? What was the inspiration? Just everything that you went through? Tell the story?
The healing.
Yep.
I'm still
That's
healing.
It.
Okay.
It's the healing.
Yes.
It's the healing. It took me 7 years, Lisa, since the it happened, 2016.
Yep.
I had a real hard time through those years. I would say within the last 3 years, I've kind of, you know what, it's time to heal. Figure
Coming
this
back.
Out with yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well,
and I want to help other people. Right. Other people that, you know, you're not alone out here.
And
you know, you're not crazy. And there's
other
people out here that, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right about that. People need to hear that. And they need to see what you went through and know that they're not alone. And that's really important, you know. We see too much of, you know, I'm not going to mention any ghost adventures, with that kind of stuff. But when you know what I mean, though. You know, like this Hollywood.
Right.
Let's go Hollywood.
Right. The corporate people.
Right. But when you
it's not like Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing like Hollywood. When it's happening, it's not.
It's
so different.
Yep.
Yeah, it's so different. When they like to jump in you and drive the boat, it's like you're in a dream state. Like you can't do anything, but it's like I'm dreaming this, right? Until you come to reality, and it's like,
question might be a little weird, but what is Bill Bean's actual background?
No, Lord, you don't know who Bill Bean is.
I'm trying to think back, and I remember something about Was he or was he not a wrestler?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay. Back in the day, right?
Absolutely, yes, back in the day. Back in the day, yes.
Yep.
Back
yes.
in the day, he was a wrestler.
Yes.
Okay.
He yep. was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a really good guy. Yes. I know that. He's a really good guy.
I've seen some
interviews and shows that he's done.
Yeah.
And for the
Look,
life
when
of
Bill
me,
Bean's in the room,
I,
the room lights
yeah.
up.
It does.
The energy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't picture his wrestling persona, and that's what's been racking. I've been racking my
Me either, but me either.
It was back in the day. It was OG. It was back in the day.
I know.
It was back in the day.
Yeah.
We're the old folks now, guys.
Yeah.
We're the old
yeah,
folks now.
Hit it with a chair. Hit it with a chair.
I mean, he's just really good. He's really
Hit it
good
with a metal chair.
I bet back in the day. His own childhood story
has
I
made
know.
Him pursue his what he does mm-hmm. in life, obviously, and serve,
yep.
you know, God and, you know, Jesus
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So
right.
that's what,
right.
you know, and he's out to help people that, you know, around the world
and
that are
help.
Having these
mm-hmm.
issues. Yeah, and he'll help until, you know, done
yeah,
and to believe
I
that
know.
Somebody just walk in and say poof it's gone, that's not how it works, not at all.
No,
it's a spiritual
no.
fight.
It
it's a spiritual fight within
not.
You
yep
it's a
yeah,
spiritual fight
Mikey.
Within you.
Do you know that he baptized
yeah.
Mikey at Selma Mansion, Bill Bean? He did. He baptized Mikey at Selma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
oh
was,
yeah,
yeah.
I done got
yeah,
the
yeah.
I was young. I was young when I got
mm-hmm.
baptized. But
I
got rebaptized
yeah,
in 2019.
Yep.
Oh,
just
right.
because
we
of everything
did,
that had happened.
About this too.
Mm-hmm.
I did it idiotically twice.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why twice?
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
Is it different religions? Cause like
yeah.
Which religions a lot?
Lutheran and Baptist.
Spiritual.
Yeah, Lutheran and Baptist.
That's cool.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
I,
see, when I was younger, it was Baptist. It was Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and this time I don't affiliate myself that way. I am a follower.
No.
Follower of
oh.
Yeshua.
Wait.
That's it.
Who's this? Hold on.
I do. I am
oh,
not.
Cool.
I'm not
well,
a Christian.
Cool.
Labeled Christian.
We got it. We got
another,
is that
another call?
Wait, call, yes. Hold on. Hold on. I got to find out who it is. I don't recognize the number, so. Hello, you're on the air. Who do we have on the line? The call has dropped.
Call has
oh.
dropped. Uh-oh.
Oh, that was weird.
Uh-oh.
Well, whoever it was,
Walter?
Call back again.
Walter, call back.
Damn it, Walter, back at all.
Yes, you okay. That's beautiful,
no,
that, man.
No,
the not. Lion of
Judah.
Said, very cool.
Yeah, Walter's messing with me. I could
yeah,
see that.
Walter, I could
oh,
see that too.
He's
funny.
He's called the show before.
Yes, he has.
And, oh, Walter
yeah, no,
has.
That was,
yeah.
But he didn't call. It sounded like we were making a phone call. And
right.
It was ringing. Like we were calling him. We were like, "What the fuck's going
oh,
on?"
Oh my
and
goodness.
Then
it, yeah.
I say, "Who
it
is
It was
this?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and we go back over it, right? And I go back over to audio, and it's like, you know it's Walter. It's Walter. I'm like, what the fuck did I just hear? I swear it was there. Yep. That was crazy.
That
but whoever just
funny.
Got called in, call back again. Okay?
Yes, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, call us back.
Call
I
us back.
To connect you.
At 347-202-0316.
Exactly.
And not 16.
Right.
Yes. And that. I thought it was Fabian all of a sudden, but he was still talking. I'm like, no, that didn't happen.
No, I haven't dropped
no.
in 2 months. So I'm
no, good. I know. That's pretty good. Like sometimes,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, sometimes
yeah.
it was halfway through the show.
I know. Yeah, that's right. And then he has to call back. But I have no idea who that was. It might have been somebody who wanted to talk to Sabrina. That's what I'm guessing. You know what I mean? But I'm
hey,
not
call
sure
back in if you want to talk to me.
Right, because we got 5 minutes left on the show, so do it now.
Yeah.
You know? Hey,
do
it now. Call back if you're still listening.
Do it now. Operators are standing
yeah.
up.
Call
if
in.
Don't forget to go on to...
Back.
Don't forget to
yeah,
go on blurb.com and get that book.
Yes, Haunted Freedom. Okay? And if you can't find it, figure out that out, just Google it. You'll find it. It's there.
Oh, and you can find me on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook, too,
yes,
under Paris Sabrina Beakley.
Yes.
Can I add you, Sabrina? You sound very interesting.
Oh, she's great.
Yes. But I'm going to warn you, you're getting the real Sabrina on there. And when I come out sometimes
likewise
with my family, you know,
absolutely,
I'm just being honest.
No,
you get the
fine
real person.
I'm unique as well, so that'll be
yes
wonderful. If you want to. You don't have to.
Oh, absolutely.
But Sabrina, I've got a parting question.
Okay.
What have you learned from this experience? What would you, if you can, what would be the defining thing about yourself that you've learned from going through this? What would you tell the audience that you've learned from it, if there's something you'd like to share about that?
I would say there is light at the end of the tunnel. To hold on. Don't let go. Eventually, what is today isn't tomorrow. And what's tomorrow isn't
yes
going to be next week or next month. You know?
That's right.
So if you're going through
mm-hmm
this and you're oppressed, depressed, whatever, they're in your head or whatever, don't give up that fight. You know, there is
yep
a light.
That's beautiful,
you know,
man. That's beautiful.
Never lose
I really
hope
dig that. That's groovy. I really dig that. That's cool.
People, a lot of people do.
That would be my
open
message.
They can't. Yep, they can't.
Nice.
They gotta,
yeah,
hang
a
on
lot of people lose
I mean,
lose sight of what they're looking for.
True.
Right,
no,
right. I mean, ours ended
and
up in a tragedy,
yes,
and, you know,
yes,
his
and I'm sorry
son. I have a beautiful new
yeah
granddaughter,
too,
you know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Very
so,
cool, very cool.
Yeah, so we are marching on, and we're happy and trying to do what we could do, and, you know, and we know everything will be
together
okay. Yeah.
You know,
so,
trying to
you
the
know
word out.
Sometimes I lose my shit.
Oh, so do I. You know, me too. What we all do. I mean, we all do, technically. We all do.
Yeah.
All right.
We do.
So, you know what I mean? But, you know, people just got to understand they're not alone. Like you said, people aren't.
Right.
Not, read the book. I mean, a lot. I can identify
yeah
with a lot of what you said from other things, areas,
yeah,
and how said
you know,
and
if people need
yeah
help, I mean, I can maybe mm-hmm point them or give them advice on
yep
where to go or who to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty and plenty of people I have contact with and, you know, that deal with the paranormal and things like this, so. As well
yeah
as you guys.
Yeah, real.
So.
I'll try to get the
yep
message out for you. I'm part of a 17,000 member
yeah
paranormal group called the Haunted Asylum.
Yeah.
And also
oh, okay.
I have, actually, if you want to do a little, like a little advertisement, and
oh,
I don't charge, I have a TV station, I have a mm-hmm podcast, and I have a radio station. So
yeah
maybe somehow
oh, okay
we can get the word out about your,
yes,
and they're all internet-based, but they're so much fun. And
that's
I really
where
love
everything
the
is.
That,
yeah,
yeah,
get a hold of me. Get a hold of me, definitely.
All
yes,
right,
very interested.
But
yep.
And I'm with Track 10 Paranormal out of Greenville, Tennessee. I'm the leader of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I will get in touch, and I'll send you all the interesting stuff later. I'm a
yes.
Oh,
okay.
I'm a truck driver, so I will try to get to it ASAP. But we mm-hmm have just 80 seconds, 70 seconds
once
now.
Once again,
yes
folks.
I wanted to
so
thank you.
Blurb.
Thank you, guys.
Coming on. Blurb.
Look for.
And Sabrina, what's your last name for the audience?
Beakley.
Yep.
Okay. Beakley.
Yes.
B-E-A-B-K-L-E-Y. Yep, blurb.com.
Yep. All right, and
yeah
you, thank you, Sabrina. I love you, and
yeah,
thanks.
I love
you
too.
Yeah,
all right,
it was great hearing the story.
We will be getting together for more of this. Well, you will be back on here. Okay, this book's
yeah,
going to be
awesome.
Fantastic.
Look forward
yes
to it.
Yeah.
Come back on.
Yes, I look forward. You just
yep
reach out.
Yep. All right, everybody.
All right,
I guess we'll all say good night. Bye, Sabrina. Have a great
good
night.
Bye.
Good
night, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. And
scanning
the frequency.
I'm looking at
good
it.
Night.
37, 36, 35.
35, 34. Oh, 36, 24, 36. Oh, wait.
36,
no, sorry. And if you, only if she's 5'3". All right.
Oh, my God.
And tune in next Monday night. Same spooky time.
Oh, we're
Ted. Same spooky.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Y'all have a good night. Be good to each other.
Have a great
night. Next Monday night.
Bye.